An Aboriginal organisation in a remote corner of Australia is achieving significant success in getting unemployed people into jobs. And according to those who it's helped, the program succeeds because it's practical and, importantly, it's local. From Kununurra in Western Australia's far north, here's National Regional Affairs reporter Eliza Borello.
This is Ethan on your afternoon escape on Warringah Radio, 6:03 a.m.
Getting a job at a radio station has improved Ethan Cox's life and his family's.
My dad works, my mom is unemployed, but my sister goes to school, so with me working, it's just two people in the house are working. Dad pays the bills, I pay for the food, basically.
The Gadjarong man lives in Kununurra, a small WA town close to the Northern Territory border with a significant Indigenous population. He got his job through a program that had the goal of getting jobs for 100 Aboriginal people. It was set up by local traditional owner group, the Mirrawong Gadjarong Corporation. Lawford Benning is MG's chair.
We've seen that many men and women in our communities weren't being catered for. And we believe the men that and women probably haven't had a job for 10 years plus. To us, that was a concern to us in the community because certain projects or programs were only getting the ones who probably were job ready and a lot of people that were used to work. And we felt or seen then the gap in our community and thought, no, this is not right. We're going to cater for everybody here if we're going to really make a better community.
The program offered Ethan Cox practical help.
It's helped me get birth certificates, Medicaid numbers, even my L plates.
And according to another participant, Braden Gore, a key factor in its success is that it's run locally.
They understand me a lot more than I guess other people would. So just they know what it's like to like not be able to get a job or like be rejected for reasons that other people won't understand.
Braden Gore is now a youth engagement officer with the local arm of the aid agency Save the Children.
Being able to get out and be social with people, because I was pretty antisocial before I started working, and so but being around lots of people, it's helped me a lot.
Ethan Cox hopes other young people will try it.
Take a risk and do something that you usually don't do. It'll change your life forever.
MG Corporation has now placed more than 100 Aboriginal people in jobs. Lawford Benning says its next challenge is taking over a government-run program aimed at steering juvenile offenders away from the justice system.
Rather than sit there and throw grenades and whinge and moan and cry, we said, all right, let's take this responsibility up and let's own it if it fails and let's own it if it succeeds.
It's an important job in a state with the highest per capita Indigenous incarceration rate in the country.
Eliza Borello reporting.